And we're on the lunar surface checklist, page 3-4, over.
Okay, Joe, you copy that.
Okay, Houston, bag number 5 is in sample, FCB number 5 is in sample containment bag number 5, and it weighs 14 pounds.
Okay, we copy that, FCB 5 in bag 5, and it weighs 14 pounds.
Quick, at least 10 pounds must be the FCB.
Ah, you collected a lot of rocks out there.
That was only one rock, and that was a grab sample that I got about 30 meters in front of the limb. Over.
Right, that's right.
Okay, SRC number 1 weighs 42 pounds.
Okay, we copy.
And that's all the rocks we got.
Okay. Okay, I don't know how factual it is, but I remember getting a note the last week before launch that you had your rock control weight up to 215 pounds.
Okay, Tony, we'll get 215 pounds of rock.
I bet you will.
How much have we got now?
Oh, you got 56 pounds you called back, including the weight of the SRC, which is about 12 pounds, so that'd make it about 44 pounds. I bet the Muley Special down there will double your weight.
Sure it will. It gave Charlie a hernia.
Okay, and that SEB-5, we'd just like you to stow behind the engine cover if you can still get to it behind the suits there. We can't give you a permanent location because we don't have the CG yet without the rest of the rocks.
I understand. It doesn't make much difference right now.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you might be interested up there. All the orbital science is working fine. The only problem Ken's had is with the laser altimeter. It only keys about 80% of the time, so he's losing about 20% of the data, but it's still working fine, and everything else is outstanding.
Yeah, well, what is his data show? What's he say Descartes made of?
Okay, that's...
Is he getting real time like he did last time?
I'll get back there and find out. I'll get back up to you with that.
I was just curious as to what the sensors were saying about our area right here.
Yeah, I'd like to know that too.